She took their card? Oh, there's the card show. Okay, so today is a very special day of the Vaishnav calendar. It's the commemoration of the disappearance days of two great Vaishnavas, Raghunandana Das Thakur and Bamsi Das Babaji. So we'll speak about them this morning instead of the normal Bhagavatam class. All right, and first we'll chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas. It's called Saparshita Gora Viraha Vilapa. And that is on page... there's an index here.
Right at the back index.
The index is at the back of this book. No.
Right at the back. 1-1-2-1.
1-2-1. This book doesn't go up to 1-2-1. This book only goes up to 1-1-2. Okay. Called Saparshita Gora Viraha Vilapa.
In the big book, maybe the big book has it.
Let's see. It's here. It's here. It's just they give it a different name here.
What is the name of the song?
Well, the name is Saparshita Gora Viraha. You can look it under, it's page 74 in the book. 74. And it's the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas. I think you all know that book. That song? Yeah. Saparshita Bhagavat Viraha, or also Gora Viraha, Janita Vilaka. All right. Ready?
Do you want the doors open?
Was going to wake up the neighbors or what? I think it's Saturday. They may get really angry. If the Hare Krishnas come into their lives on Saturday morning. Yeha nilo prema janna karna pracho kur. Janda karuna prachu yanilo prema karuna prachu heno prabhu krota gena Rupa kaha sanatana kaha kaha rasa lagunata patita baba yuga aha kavira ekakara Thank you. Janekutivamata Anale Pasiva Goranga Gunela Nere Gele Baba Sangira Sange Ye Koilo Pilavas Se Sangana Paya Kande Narotam Ojas Sankara Parira Kadi Korona Prachur Jaya Jaya Thakur Jaya Jaya Thakur Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Ostatela Satishi Shimad is Navang Grace Savaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anadagoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Kijai Ram Se Kahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Rabu Nichananda Shidwaita Garadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindakijai Shri Shri have a devotee from Fiji watching.
Hare Krishna.
Not in Fiji, she's actually in Australia. Kishori is watching.
Hare Krishna.
So you got your old Fiji buddies here. So here is the story of Vamsidas Babaji. Very, let's say, controversial type of person. So, Om Gana Timadanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this story about Vamsidas Babaji comes from a book written by Bhakti Vikash Maharaj. So, Vamsidas Babaji was a Babaji. You know what a Babaji is? What's Babaji?
Somebody who kidnaps kids.
Somebody who kidnaps kids? No.
Wrong.
Yeah, completely wrong. You know, when you say someone Babu, that's a respectable name. So when you say Babaji, that's the highest order of the sannyas life.
Wow.
The first order, there is Kutichak, Bahudak, Parvajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. So the four orders of sannyas. One is Kutichak. And Kutichak, when one first takes sannyas, one can't figure out how to eat without his wife's cooking. Not such a good sannyasi. So he stays in the same village, in the outskirts of the village, and has his children bring the food.
Wow.
Can't see his wife, but he has his children bring the food from his wife. That's not a very high order of sannyas. Then after that, there's a Bhudak. Which is sometimes called Madhukari, where the sannyasi goes door to door and says, please give me a roti. And he goes to so many doors, so he gets 20 rotis. And sometimes Prabhupada said that there are more Babajis, or more, not Babajis, but more Madhukaris than roti, so they have to have some competition. In Vrindavan, there's actually called a roti run. A roti run is when they know each temple has rotis at a certain time, so the sannyasi is there in competition who can get there first. It's called a roti run. So that's Madhukari. Then after Madhukari, there's Parivijakacharya, which one travels all over the world and preaches Krishna consciousness. And he doesn't worry about food. Sometimes he asks for food, but he doesn't really worry about it. And then Paramahamsa, he never asks for food, and he just stays in one place. That's Babaji. And he dresses, not in this type of dhoti, he dresses in like a big gamsha. You know what gamsha is? So that's it. Like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan is described that they simply wore the gamsha, a little old cloth, not even a new cloth. And that was all they had. No socks, no shoes.
No top four.
No, when Kurtas actually come from Afghanistan, they don't come from India. They're actually Muslim dress. Did you know that? Like if you see it in the some of the Muslim countries, they have these really long kurtas that go to the knees. And that's where our kurtas came from. Lord Chaitanya never wore a kurta. Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he made a wrap on the upper portion of his body, but never wore a kurta. So anyway, those are the four orders of sannyas. And Vamsi Das Babaji, as all Babajis are, was a Bhajananandi. Bhajananandi means he's always engaged in bhajan chanting, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, like that. And not so much preaching. And there's another type of devotee called Goshtananandi. And the Goshtananandi is a preacher. Someone who travels and preaches. So generally, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Goshtananandis, preachers, like Srila Prabhupada. And sometimes you find certain Bhajanandis. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers was Krishnadas Babaji. And he was a Bhajanandi. And he was a great devotee. He was always laughing. Whenever we would ask him, because we knew him, whenever we would ask him about some management problems, he would start laughing at us. That's a Bhajanandi. We say, Maharaj, what should we do about this? And you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. And that's how he solved all the problems. Anyway, so Vamsi Das Babaji was someone like that. And he was on the highest level of devotion. He didn't chant on beads. Wow. He didn't follow, let's say, the strict sadhana process. Because someone who's a pure devotee doesn't have to do that. Because they're thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. Premanjana Charity Bhakti Balochanena Shantakshadaiva Ridyeshu Vilokiyanti Yam Shaima Shundurma Chincha Guna Swarupa Govindam Adi Purasham Tamaham Bhajami. This thing went off. Okay. Gotta put it back on to get the information about Bhagavad Gita. There we go. So, in other words, someone's eyes are tinged with the salve of love of God, and therefore he's seeing Krishna 24 hours a day. Whoops, we have to reboot this thing. So that's Vamsi Das Babaji. Give me 1 second. So anyway, so Prabhupada only gave Babaji order to one devotee. It's an interesting story. Is one of my godbrothers, and his name was Odalami Das. And so once upon a time, I was with his godbrother, Odalami Das, in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada was informed by Odalami that he was going to die. He had some cancer or something like that. So Prabhupada said, you can take Babaji order to get ready to leave this world. Interesting, isn't it? And then what happened was very interesting. So he went to Vrindavan, became a Babaji, chanting Hare Krishna like 64 rounds a day in Radhakund or someplace like that. Then it was discovered that the doctors had made a misdiagnosis. He didn't have cancer and he wasn't going to die. So what happened at that point was really interesting. He came back to the United States and became a Papaji instead of a Babaji. So I think you understand what that means, right?
What was his name, Bharat?
Yeah, it was Ordalami. I mean, he was a very nice devotee. Actually, when he took Babaji order of sannyas, he actually gave me all of his clothes, you know, his Western clothes. So what happened is that he had to get them again when he came back to the Western world. So therefore, that was the only Babaji that Srila Prabhupada made the whole time. Let me just open up this file again. The whole time that Prabhupada was here. So Prabhupada never wanted to open up, never wanted to make any more Babajis. Yeah. You understand? So from then on, Prabhupada actually made devotees in the Parvajakacharya order of sannyas, which means preachers of Krishna consciousness. And so even then, many of the devotees who Prabhupada gave sannyas to didn't really do too well in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, so he was totally preoccupied, here's the story, with worshiping his deities. He didn't chant on beads and did not chant any mantras or prayers for worshiping his deities. And when he would interact with people in the outside world, they'd become very confused. Because he was trying to avoid talking prajalpa. You understand? Mm-hmm. Just like you have stories of Jatabharata. Remember the story of Jatabharata? Who was Jatabharata?
A deer.
Yeah, when Bharat Maharaj became a deer, in the next life he became Jatabharata. Jata means like dumb. So he didn't talk, he made believe he was stupid, so nobody would bother him. He wouldn't have to take a job or get married or anything like that. So people became very confused seeing Vamsidas Babaji. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the founder of the Gaudiya Math and the guru of Srila Prabhupada, knew that he was a great devotee and he used to visit him very often. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would send his disciples to try to serve him. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was recognized by Vamsidas Babaji as a manjari. What's a manjari?
It's a servant of the gopis.
That's right. Wow. That's nice. It means a young girl, like Ranjani's age. She's like a, she looks like a manjari. She's a manjari gopi. So they're young girls before they actually reach puberty, before they become interested in boys. And they serve Radha and Krishna. And actually, they serve Radha and Krishna in a very intimate way. So he was actually from a very poor family. He was the son of a poor fisherman. And actually, his family business was catching fish. And this shows how someone, even from such a background, as we mentioned the other day in Bengal, they say fish are what?
Water
vegetables. That way they actually excuse themselves from eating fish. So, but still, as a fisherman, he stopped at the temple and heard the bhajans of Narottamadas Thakur, because he didn't see Narottamadas Thakur. Narottamadas Thakur was about 3 centuries before. And so, when he left his, at a very early age, and I'm not recommending this, he left his wife and his 6-month-old son and became a Babaji. Because he was so attracted to Narottamadas Thakur and Narottamadas Thakur's bhajans. Of course, don't imitate him like this. And then he dressed in a simple loincloth, that means like basically the underwear and a little gamsha. And he didn't make any endeavor to eat food. To go to for food. He ate, of course. He was over 6 feet tall and he was always traveling. And he's always absorbed in spiritual energy. He was completely beyond any rules and regulations. His hair and beard were never cut and it was always matted. You know what matted means? You know, just twisted. Just twisted. When Lord Ramchandra went to the forest, to the Nandakaranya forest, he also had matted hair.
And not only did he have matted hair, you know what they used to do with their hair when they were doing austerities? They would take the tree sap and rub it in their hair. And that meant it was all sticky. And so when Lord Ramchandra came back from the exile, he actually had to cut all of his hair off. Because you can't comb it once it becomes very sticky. So he spoke, of course, in Bengali, but very few people understood him. And he, when he did speak, he would speak about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He avoided all bad association. And he would always speak in accordance with the scripture. He carried a deity with him called Bala Gopal. It means Krishna as a young boy. I think you've seen, we have a Bala Gopal deity on the altar here. And he also had 6-inch high deities of Radha Govinda and 3-foot wooden deities of Gornatai he traveled with.
Yeah.
Wow. And he was, he would worship the deities like a parent. He would chastise the deities sometimes. Wow. Once when he went to the sea to give the deities a bath, he actually went to took Bala Gopala to the deity, to the ocean to give him a bath. He said to the ocean, this is how powerful he was, please come here, please come here. And huge waves crossed over the beach and bathed his deities. Just because he said to the ocean to come here. And sometimes, here's an interesting story. When the boatman dropped Bhamsidas and his associates at one point, a yellow snake appeared. And holding his Bala Gopal deity, Bhamsidas exclaimed, see, Anantadev has come. And then the snake went away. So, also there's an interesting story. He would always camp out in the open when he was on pilgrimage. At one time, there were 50 ladies dressed in white came and offered obeisances to him and left without saying anything. Now it's understood because in India, ladies at that point didn't go along. So these were actually demigoddesses who would come to offer respect. So one day, here's an interesting story, he cooked sweet rice for the deities, for his Bala Gopal deity, and before eating it, before offering it, he threw it away and he said, I'm not going to offer this to you because you've already eaten rice gur, that sweet rice with gur. You know what gur is from India. That's from the palm trees. So he said, you've already eaten this in the Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan. Of course, he was in Mayapur. And so the devotees were all confused about this. So they sent a letter to the temple priest at the Radha Govinda temple, and they found out that on that day, the deity had been offered sweet rice with gur in it. Amazing. And this was, he was in Bengal, and the deity, Radha Govinda temple, was in Vrindavan. So how would he know this? There was no email at that time, or Facebook, or any of these different things that we use today. Interesting story. So here's another story. And so one time, when he was old, he couldn't go out on Madhukari. So he yelled at the deities, because the deities told Vamsidas, don't go begging, I will feed you. So then he got very angry at the deities. He says, Gauranga wants to feed me. Saying this, he fetched a stick and waved it threateningly at his deity. Don't go outside for serving me. If you go outside, I will break your legs. Don't do that to the deities. Wow. So he gave some instructions like whoever offends a Vaishnava cannot be saved, and also kindness to all living beings, taste for the holy name and service of the Vaishnavas. Of course, that's in accordance with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. Another thing Bhamsidas said, the personality of Kali is extremely powerful. When Kali came, Krishna told Narada, now it is time for me to go. And Narada said, What will be the future of the creatures in this world? Krishna replied, those who worship the Brahmanas and feed them will attain me. Narada asked, what of those who are too poor to serve the Brahmanas? Krishna replied, those who worship me with flowers and tulsi will attain me. Narada then said, what of those who are lame from birth? Krishna replied, if someone only once at the end of the day calls my name with undivided devotion, he will attain me. So on March 17th, 1944, Vamsi Das returned to his hometown of Majitpur, and he stayed at the outside of the town because a sannyasi is not supposed to go into his town. He lived there for some time, and finally on July 23rd, 1944, Vamsi Das Babaji left this world and went back to the spiritual world to join Krishna. So that's Vamsi Das Babaji. There's another great personality named Raghunandana Thakur. Let me pull up his biography here. We have all the biographies listed. What is there? Give me 1 second. Raghunandana Thakur. Interesting person. Raghunandana is also very interesting. All right. Oops. Here we go. Okay. Raghunandana Thakur. So Raghunandana Thakur, he is a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the son of Mukunda Das, who is a physician, a doctor. And Mukunda Das, I'll tell you a story about Mukunda Das. He was such a great devotee that once upon a time he was advising the Muslim king. And as he was advising the Muslim king, a man came to fan the Muslim king with a peacock feather. So when he saw the peacock fan, not just a feather, when he saw the peacock fan, guess what? It reminded him of Krishna. And he fainted and fell to the ground. That's great devotee. That's one of the symptoms of devotional service, pure devotional service, of the bhavas or the emotions that people experience. It's called a vibhava. Anything that reminds a pure devotee of Krishna, then he immediately faints, tears come from his eyes, like we're chanting every morning. Mahaprabhu, Kirtana, and Rachagita. Vaditramanyan, Manaso, Rasena. When one hears the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what? Romancha kampasru tarangabhaja. What does that mean? The hairs stand on end. Asru tarangabhaja. The tears come from the eyes. That's a devotee. Do you feel like that, Aniruddha? No. So you have to come to that point. So anyway, so Mukunda fainted. The king came down and he said, why have you fainted? Mukunda said, I have epilepsy. But he didn't have epilepsy. He was just very humble about the whole thing. So every year, Mukunda, of course, would go to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And when he went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya asked him whether he was the father of Raghunandana Thakur or whether Raghunandana Thakur was his father. Now remember, Raghunandana was the son of Mukunda. So that's kind of a strange question. It's like me asking the question, isn't it? Of all of you, is Aniruddha, are you the father? He acts like one. He's like the boss, right? He wants to be. Or is Bart the father? Who's the father? That would be a strange question, isn't it? So Lord Chaitanya was asking that question of Mukunda. And so Mukunda actually said, Raghunandana is the father. Now, why did he say that? And then there's a very interesting story that illustrates that. Once upon a time, Mukunda had to go out and do some medical business. So he was a doctor, as I mentioned before. So he said to Raghunandan, I was just a little boy, like Aniruddha's age, take care of the deities, make sure the deities eat while I'm away. So Raghunandana, he didn't know any mantras or any of the deity worship procedures or anything from the Archanapadati or any mudras. You know what a mudra is?
Yeah.
They have all these different mudras like this. There's a matcha, there's the kurama, swaraha. So he didn't know any of that. So all he did is he went before the deities after he'd cooked. Do you know how to cook, any room? No. How old are you?
39.
And you don't know how to cook?
He cooks one thing, he cooks.
Pasta.
Spaghetti or something?
Pasta, yeah.
Anybody can cook pasta. He should learn all the preparations. Prabhupada said that he was in the kitchen with his mother all the time, and he learned how to cook from his mother. So you should become a cook. What do you think?
He wants to learn cooking. I said when you are 12. I'm teaching
Aparajita
with just now.
Prabhupada was cooking when he was 5.
Yeah.
Even I was cooking when I was about 8 or 9.
Wow.
Of course, I wasn't cooking prasadam. I was a rakshasa. Cooking human beings. Not really, but... So, yeah, it would be nice if he could learn. So, anyway, so Raghunandana made some laddus for the deities, because he knew how to make laddus. He was about 6 years old or something. And what he did is he put them in front of the altar and he said, okay, eat! He didn't know the mantras. So, of course, we understand Krishna eats usually with his ears, he doesn't, and he leaves over the prasadam for us, right? If he took everything, what would happen, Aniruddha? We'd starve.
Yeah.
Right? We'd be in trouble.
Trouble.
So, he didn't understand this. He thought when you offer to Krishna, he has to eat. So he kept saying, eat, eat. Finally, he started crying and, you know, threatening the deities, and the deities got off the altar and ate. And so, after some time, his father came back. And his father said to him, did you feed the deities? And he said, yes, but there was a problem. The deities didn't eat immediately. I had to threaten them. And his father said, that's not the way you offer the deities. You know, that's crazy. There's no Mahaprasadam, Raghunandana said, because Krishna ate everything. That's nice, isn't it? And so his father said, you're crazy. Let's see what you can do. So, right, let's see you offer food to the deities. Let's see the deities eat. So this father stood by the window of the temple. He was looking in. And Raghunandana brought some more laddus. And he said, eat, eat! And the deities got off the altar, but they only ate half of the laddus. Because they had already eaten a big meal. They were stuffed. And so, when Mukunda saw that, he offered obeisances to his son. And he said, you are the father. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a... anyway, that's the story that's here. It's a very nice story, isn't it? So at that point, he embraced his son, Mukunda embraced his son, held him on his lap, and he was just so overwhelmed with the association of his son. So all of you should have children like that. So Raghunandana Thakur, he had his son, Raghunandana Thakur later got married. His son's name was Kanai Thakur, and the descendants of Raghunandana Das Thakur, Raghunandana Thakur, still live in Bengal in a place called Sri Kunda. And here's a quote from Prabhupada's commentary in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'll just read that quote. Mukunda Das was the son of Narayana Das, an elder brother of Narahari Saraka. Descendants of Raghunandana still live 4 miles west of Katwa in the village named Sri Kunda, where Raghunandana used to live. Raghunandana had one same son named Kanai, who had 2 sons, and then he goes through the whole family history here. This is all from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Let's see, anything else about Raghunanda? Okay. So any questions or comments about these two great personalities, Raghunandana Thakur and Vamsidas Babaji, whose disappearance days it is today? Any questions?
Wonderful story.
Nice stories, isn't it? By these great... Well, of course, we cannot imitate... We cannot imitate these... Wait a second. We cannot imitate these personalities. There's two words in Sanskrit. One word is anukar and the other is anusar. Anukar means to imitate. You're not supposed to imitate them. But anusar means to follow in their footsteps. Just like Srila Prabhupada is a great acharya. We should not imitate him. Like Prabhupada did many things that ordinary folks like us can never or should never do. We cannot imitate. But we should follow in his footsteps by serving his mission and serving our spiritual master. So that's called anusar. Two words, anukar, anusar. Anukar means to imitate. Anusar means to follow in the footsteps and serve. So any other questions?
Guru Maharaj,
yeah.
In Bhagavad Gita, we were discussing 2 weeks ago how Krishna, in the form of Vishnu, killed King Madhu.
Madhu, the demon Madhu.
So, how if Krishna kills, or when he kills demons, he has to take a form of Vishnu? Or
well, yeah, whenever Krishna kills the demons, he actually is in his Vishnu expansion. Although he may have two arms. Just like Krishna and Dwarka manifested two arms, not four arms. But still, it was understood that it was Vishnu, the expansion of Krishna in Vrindavan. Brajendra Nandana, Krishna, never kills demons. He expands to do the demon killing.
In the Vishnu form.
Vishnu form, but the Vishnu form is not always manifest. Like when we see Krishna killing the demons in Vrindavan, generally he doesn't show four arms. But still, it's as his expansion, the Vishnu expansion. And also, one time Krishna did show four arms in Vrindavan. Does anyone know that story? This is called the Chaturbhuja story. Chaturbhuja means what?
Four arms.
Aniruddha. Don't you know what Chaturbhuja means? Four arms.
He's praying.
He's sleeping. So, four arms, because once upon a time, Krishna wanted to hide from the gopis. And so in order to hide from the gopis, he made himself look like Lord Vishnu. He had four arms. And the gopis saw him, and they offered obeisances. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada. Of course, they didn't say all glories to Prabhupada. But please accept my obeisances, Vishnu. And they said, Vishnu, we have a request. What is that request? Where is Krishna? And so Vishnu told him, you know, he's somewhere. But then Radharani came. Guess what happened?
He started dancing.
The extra arms disappeared. That Krishna couldn't keep an extra two arms in front of Radharani, because her devotion is so strong that her devotion controls Krishna. You know, you can control Krishna by pure devotional service. So Radharani, pure devotional service is under the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. Okay? All right, so we got to get ready to go pretty soon.
Yes,
8 o'clock, what time?
Yeah. We go now.
Did you offer it to the deities yet? Or?
Yes.
You did. Okay, and we'd like to welcome everybody who's watching online. Jyotika from Australia, which is probably in the middle of the night there. Vaishnava. Wow, we got so many nice people from Fiji, which is also the middle of the night. Kishori from Australia. Akshay Gupta from North Carolina. Vamandev from Fiji. Wow. You remember Vamandev?
Yes.
He's from Fiji. That's pretty good. and Gopal from North Carolina, Gayatri, Jyotika, Daryl Martin, Evangelica, Krishna Nandini, and Kishori, a lot of people. Okay, so that's the end.